This is Joe, and you're listening to the O Gatekeeper podcast, where every week I'll be talking to my people about what gets them up in the morning, what their purpose is, and why they make things. Hopefully, it will inspire you to do the same. Thank you. You can get episodes early and without advertisements over at ogatekeeper.com, as well as weekly bonus episodes, playlists, and my Joe and Friends series. Enjoy. This week, it's with a great honor that I introduce this week's guest as half Spaniard, Julian Casablancas. Huevos.
So what are you up to at the moment?
Nothing, nothing. I'm thinking of what's that movie, The Last Duel, where he's like, well, she's a lady, so she has to like. I made the mistake of watching that film with my entire family, like mother, children. Big mistake. It ended in it was like total whoops, disaster. Everyone just like leaving in horror and tears. Like medieval
Yeah.
dinner party movie. Anyway,
I thought it
sorry.
was, I thought the interest in the three, was it three, four perspectives? Three perspectives.
Three,
I thought that was kind of cool. It's a good idea.
like A Courage Under Fire is another good one like that.
I haven't seen that.
That's a good one.
I'll put that in my phone.
I actually have a thing. I like the order. I do like the different order. I feel like it's better if you watch Adam Driver's perspective first
Oh,
than,
yeah.
I don't know, but
Gonna have to get the
just don't do
Blu-ray.
entire family.
Can you mix it up? Can you do that? Is there like.
I mean, just fast forward, rewind, but yeah. It starts with as an intro, but then, because the thing is, I remember the first time I saw it, the Matt Damon part was really boring. And I thought this movie kind of sucks. And then the Adam Driver part happened, and I was like, whoa, that's a cool idea. But the Adam Driver one was like kind of crazier and shorter. And then I thought it made it more interesting. Anywho, I am in New York doing finishing music. I don't know what side is up. Just you caught me in a busy moment, modern life. So I don't know anything. I barely looked in the mirror. I didn't have a shirt on at the beginning. I'm a mess, man. I'm a fucking mess. But I'm
This
happy to
is,
be here.
I do appreciate you giving me the time, and I do. That sounds really official. But yeah, my thing is that I just had some downtime this year. I thought I had some downtime. I thought I had some fucking downtime, like loads. And we haven't finished the album, and then we got offered two like extracurricular projects that you can't really say no to. So I'm like flat out again. But this is something I really wanted to do for a long time, where like because I have access to people that I'm really interested in, I want to talk to them about why they make stuff. Because a lot of my friends back home and a lot of people that I've come across, and especially the ones that are troubled, have this like neutered version of co creative thinking. Like they can't find an avenue, so they turn to things like I did, to things that aren't healthy in whatever capacity that could be. So I just want to try and encourage people to make things. So I'm trying to do that by asking people why they make things. I'll start the questions and then you can answer if you want. Gosh, you
Okay.
do. Right. All the same questions for everyone, just so you know.
Okay.
What's it like being in the Strokes? First question. How would you describe your creative language?
An endless waterfall, Niagara Falls. River vomit. No, I don't know. An exploding volcano. A burning sun. Sorry, is that what you mean?
That's not what I mean. If that's what you mean, that's what I mean.
Okay, I need to
So,
analyze
as in, like,
that.
if that's how you see your creative language, that's great. That's very beautifully put. When you say a waterfall, do you mean it's endless? Have you just got, do you feel that you just write all the time? Is that what you do? Do you write a lot? Does it come from somewhere you don't know?
I mean, musically, yeah, I mean, I try to build dams at this point. Because the problem is the time to go through it and edit it and finish it is the problem. So that's what like is limited and takes time and money and organization. And so the amount of writing compared to the amount of finishing is a problem. So I try to stop myself so I don't get frustrated.
How much of it do you love?
I mean, all of it when I'm making it,
Great.
29% of it when I'm listening back,
Straight away.
0% when I'm done with it.
Okay. But actually, about 20, do you actually naturally feel like 29% by the time you've listened back?
Well, I think I err on the side of listening. Yeah, I would say roughly 29%.
So do you feel like a lot of your creative language, so to speak, or your purpose is the making?
the purpose.
Yeah, because obviously it sounds like you make a lot. Like, I'm not a prolific writer. I don't write a lot, but I love writing. But my thing is that, like, I just, when the ideas come, I just put them down. And I'd say when I listen back, it's like 100%. And then when it goes out to the world, it's like 60%. Right.
I guess there's a difference between like sketches and demos and finished ideas. I mean, prolifically, just like I said, waterfalling, but in terms of, but I'm also like really picky. So, like the same way I'll watch movie or listen to music, I will only be like, I don't like that song, but I like that one, 30-second baseline thing. So I think I listen to my own thing, like with that third person pickiness. And that's why I try to just like only keep the best parts and try to, everything is like a best of like chaotic demo sketches, kind of. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So,
Do you write all of the Void stuff, or do you share writing? How does it work?
we all write stuff there. We all, it comes from so many different places, so we just have the mountain pile of stuff there is pretty overwhelming. So I'm just kind of, I hack through that. Some things are other people's ideas, some things are things that I started with. And there's no preference, or it's just kind of item by item is its own new world and approach, depending on where we are, what we're feeling.
What about lyrics and that?
Lyrics. Quite a challenging element when you air it with harmonies. Obviously, like there's certain kind of lyric writing that's, I don't want to say easier, but I will say easier. Like almost like country songs and like more straight ahead, like punk style stuff. And there's kind of like talking-y, singy stuff is kind of, I would say, generally easier. But when you have a kind of an idea that's already like melodic and harmonic, and fitting something in there that's not moronic is hard. So it happens. It's just harder, I would say. You know, because people like, I mean, you look at people like, sorry, I'm gonna sound like such a fucking asshole now, but obviously, endless admiration, but people like Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Prince, like the best of the best of the best, like, I don't know, like lyrically, no. You know what I mean?
Definitely Michael Jackson. He's young. Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder had his moments. Michael Jackson was terrible lyricist.
Yeah. I mean, he did everything. They literally were the masters of everything else. But
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I'm just saying that thing is, it's hard to get that. Maybe like Jim Morrison. I don't know. That was a good one. And there's like others. Can't.
Because one thing I really struggle with is melody. I really struggle. That's why I do the shouting, talky singing.
But
I've been working.
you do it the best. Your
Yeah.
lyrics are amazing,
Thank
powerful.
you. But like, when someone can just carry a song with melody, think it's so fucking amazing. Like without music. Like I try and take away the music from melody sometimes. Like there's a song I was listening to the other day by Chelsea Wolfe. Do you know Chelsea Wolfe?
I'm pretty challenged when it comes to the names of anything.
Fair. Well, there's a singer called Chelsea Wolfe, and they've got a song called Flatlands. And I was like, there's strings in it, and there's a, the strings come in halfway through, and it's like unbelievable song. But I was like, I think this could be fucking amazing without anything, just her voice. And I was just thinking about how I can't imagine an idol song. It would just sound like someone shouting in a pub accidentally in time, shouting at 180 BPM. Well, you're a beautiful waterfall, Julian.
You.
All right, I'm going to go to another question. How much of your upbringing remains in your creative language?
There's got to be some kind of seeking attention, validation thing that probably in most creative people that I think fuel you to the end, probably. It's like a subconscious emotional thing. In terms of everyday influence, I don't know. I think your experiences come into what you're doing. So I try to, like, I think, as t it fades, I think it's faded. The general kind of vibe has faded. But I'm sure it, like, comes back in spurts and moments. But I think you tend to be in. It's like you don't know. It's like a somewhere between 24 hours and 24 year. Like, you don't know what's, you might think of like a teacher or a thing that happened or something that happened 5 years ago or a song you heard or a movie you saw 10 years ago or last week might seep in. You kind of, it's like a little bit of a random thing, I feel.
You know when you said like it's faded? Do you think that's because I don't know, like do you feel like that sense of wanting to, what did you say, impress? But like do you care less about what people think now than you used to because of maybe a fading or a slight softening of whatever it is that you were trying to conquer when you were younger.
That is a complicated question because of the nature of feedback and the nature of the state of the world. I'm definitely numb to a lot of the negativity and hatred that I see and read on a daily basis. But I think in other ways, not personally towards me, I think I'm frustrated in general about this kind of vehicle for information being kind of hijacked and used to kind of expand ignorance. That bums me out maybe more than it used to. So on a kind of vague general scale, I think I'm like more kind of annoyed when I see the kind of negative, toxic, ignorant hatred, not just towards me, but towards anyone, towards everything. I see the roots of it, and it's a frustrating thing. Yeah, personally, I guess I have a thicker skin with hearing someone say something negative, but I think that's just how I do everything. Music, get dressed. It's just like you hear the hater voice in your head, and it helps you. I guess it's just helped motivate me to try to be better at things. So take it with a grain of salt, short answer.
Do you think you've always been thick-skinned? Like throughout your career?
I mean, no. It's I
No.
don't know. It's like no. No.
Because I like you know like me, I'm fucking. I have paper skin in context of what we're talking about. I have no skin. No, I have skin. I'm not skinless. Come on. But yeah, like Bowen, our guitarist, he's never been bothered by it. Criticism just like washes off him, like water off a duck's back. Bowen, our guitarist, the mustachioed Irish guy, also from Ireland. I always find it, is it, I don't know. I just, certain people have an air of thick skinness.
No, I think it's just, you just, I think I came of age before the internet and then have seen it. So I think in terms of people just saying crazy stuff to you, I think if someone said it to me, I think I would be more kind of like, I would react to it. And then as time has gone on, you just kind of shrug and you realize that, it's just like, okay, that was easy for you to say.
It is on the internet. There's no accountability, is there? Well,
Anonymity is also kind of weird issue.
I just think I think the internet's fucked. It's like a really weird time. I think like one of the phenomenons of American politics that I thought was fucking crazy was the personality politics, as in not politics of personality, but people voting for a person, you know? Like you're running the campaign and it's like vote for Bush, and it's all about, instead of the party, the politics of the party, the policies of the party, you know, the things that are important. It was always about these personalities. And I just thought that's fuckery and not going to happen in our country. And then Tony Blair kind of happened and it all switcherooed. And I think like the internet's made this like festering black hole of insecure men to just fucking sling hatred, insults, weird stuff in this like accountability-less ether that doesn't seem to be doing anything. And it's like seeping into politics now, which is like, I mean, everything's politicized these days. Everything. So I get that, but to have it so that everyone's disenfranchised, the opportunity was there before the billionaires took hold of it and made it what it was. There was an opportunity for a network of free information to reach the masses. But I think there's still hope. Like, there's loads of people on the right side of things, in my opinion. I say the right in a non-sanctimonious way, but fuck them.
Nonviolent worldwide revolution.
All violent.
No, I don't know about
You think there's a possibility in a militarized police state of America to have a revolution without violence?
think that's the only kind that will work.
I hope so. I really do. All right, well, I'm gonna move on. Do you believe in genius?
Know what that means. No, yes, I don't know. Like people
As
that are
in,
really good at stuff, if they work, I think it's probably more work ethic than born with, because
the
I think,
10,000 hours thing.
well, I mean, I think there's I believe in a combination of natural skill and work that can make you insanely good at something that's what you're better at. Everyone else, kind of like love is just liking something more than anything else. I don't know if there's, I
I
don't
like
think
that.
there's like you can have someone who's better at chess naturally than someone else, but then if they work more, they'll be better. So I guess if someone is naturally the best and then works the most, yeah, you can quant like Michael Jackson type, you can quantify them as genius easily.
You know, like there's a sense of fate or like, because I don't believe in genius. I think there are moments of genius. Someone talking about it, where there's like, it's almost like not luck, like you get lucky, everyone's successful is lucky, but like there's like moments where things collide, energies, people that collide start bands. Moments collide where a melody comes to mind and the lyrics fit, and it's all of those things that you were talking about earlier become a thing. But, no, so you're more about work ethic.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, that's what I was kind of ingrained with from like my stepdad. And yeah, just, people like, yeah, like Michael Jordan, I feel like he had like a chip on his shoulder. And I don't know what, like maybe his brothers were always better than him and he didn't make it on his team. And even like, sorry to pull in basketball analogy, but like Dominique Wilkins, you could say like he was kind of more athletic, and so like there was always kind of someone that everyone was just kind of like is better than you, and so it just kind of created this monster. So it's not like he was just born the most this or the most that, even though he did have like insane skills. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's like, lawyers and doctors, all the skills, whether it's gardening or music, or there is this kind of tendency to kind of think, the arts is like not, like you could just do whatever you want. But I think to be good, I think there's like that kind of, it's almost like what law school and medical school, it's like you just have to do this for 10 years. Because it's so complicated, and a lot of them probably suck. So that's like the minimum. But then to be really good, it's like on another level. So yeah, I think work ethic.
I mean, kind of, but there are like Beethovens of heart surgery. There are ones that are just fucking incredible because everyone does the same amount of hours. Oh, no, not hours, maybe, but years of study before they become doctors, and their experience is obviously. But I think there's a natural gift to things. I think you can work from gratitude. You know, you have a natural skill. You can find a skill, obviously, and learn a skill. But I think beyond that, especially in the creative arts, there's like for me, it's like there's just certain things that give me purpose. Do you know what I mean? Like I get up in the morning, a song to me is like it's elevating. Writing a song to me is like, and performing or whatever, but mainly writing a song, like I get up in the morning, I'm excited and I'm like almost, cocaine-y, where I'm like, God, like, I'm on the edge of writing this thing, and it's, I think there's purpose there. And I think like, I'm not Christ, I'm definitely not a genius, but like, I like the idea that there are people out there that are like, ah, the amalgamation, the fucking combustion of all the things of skill and hard work. Because, like you said, there are no geniuses that don't work hard at their craft, so to speak. But like, I think there's something in it where certain people just have a calling. Maybe it's evolution or whatever. Like the Welsh are good at singing. Do you know what I mean? I'm Welsh.
You're singing in Welsh?
No, I can't speak it. I say body da, yaki da, poppity ping. What do you think poppity ping is in Welsh? I'll give you a clue. It's an onomatopoeia.
Is it what?
It's an onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia? Is that Native American?
No, sorry. Onomatopoeia is a word that sounds like what it is. So it's just, it's like a phonetic word, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that's why.
Like, no, it's a microwave.
Nice. Pop
Yeah.
it in and then it pings. Nice.
Exactly. The Welsh language
Doesn't
is
sound
beautiful.
like an ancient Welsh word.
The Welsh language is amazing. It sounds amazing anyway, but it's way beyond me. I learned French at school.
But
What were we
you're
talking
from.
about? What the fuck were we just talking about? Ah. All right. How do you see your worth as an artist?
Oh, that's a good one. Because sometimes you question it. And the answer is nothing. Well, as a song and dance man, no, worth. I mean, my worth. I think that I am, I don't know, I think I can like write things and produce things and more than a performer for sure.
Do you enjoy performing?
Yeah, some in a way, in a in not like universally, I think, but if the circumstances are right, then I think it is a very cool and fun vehicle for the creations, but it can be kind of go sideways and be stressful and be disappointing also.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
What is it you want from it?
Complete adulation and bowing down to my skills. No, I'm kidding. No, I don't know. Yeah, just like a good, like a magical vibe of the night, kind of like making of a great evening. That's like the kind of, I guess, like a dumb basic human ancient thing, but I
But
think
that
like
is the best fucking thing, isn't it? When it is magical,
yeah,
it's the best fucking thing. What were you saying before that, though? That was, yeah, your worth.
I'm gonna
So,
work rubles
what?
or Australian dollars
Rubles, is that a thing
for
still?
DJing. I'm just kidding. What is your worth as a DJ, Joe?
Per hour? I've been thinking about that. This is a good example of why I asked this question. Was DJing recently and I did like a techno night and I did like mixing was great. I had an amazing time. The audience, I think, were expecting me to play my songs and your songs. And I didn't. I played techno, and it was fucking magic. And I had a really good time, and everyone there seemed to have a great time. It was like a vibe where an energy where it was just like, I don't know, like it didn't match the people that were in the room. It worked and it was great, and I was really happy with the music. But the last time I did it before that was like in this place called Margate. Have you been there?
I don't know.
You prob Without judgment, I probably think you haven't been there. But yeah, it's fucking great. You know, have you do you know a song called Small Town Boy by
Course.
and like stuff like that, you know? And I was just like, it's this like beautiful pop music, and like it just made me want to do a pop night and a techno night. There's room for both. But I think the worth, I think one of the things about pop music, Small Town Boy is a great example. It could fit into loads of genres. It could be post-punk, really. It could be techno. The
I would just say it's more art than pop, personally.
Yeah, but then the worth of it is it's just that song is like a piece of magic in time.
Is
And
one of the greatest riffs, or what, I don't know what you call that, piano keyboard riff, like
riffing out on the keys.
that'd be like a good baseball walk-on song. Doom 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 doom
That
doom.
would be, that's dark, that's cool. You're
Definitely
winning that,
change the mood in the stadium.
man. We got played at one of the a baseball team's game. They played they as the war like something, the walk-on music, the charge music or something.
What sport?
Baseball. Swing bada 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 swing bada bada. It's like from one of those.
Well, yeah,
Remember
like
Boston Red Sox?
when batters go up, they can like choose their song. Like they go, now batting. And then like there's like, you know, like a Christian country song or like some like reggaeton song.
Nice. Is there a lot of oh, it's Cubans, there's a lot of Cubans play, isn't it?
I mean, Cuba is, they have a complicated history with America, so I think there's like
Fucking
probably not
journalism, while we're
any,
here, shout out to communism.
it's probably more like Dominican and Puerto Rican players than Cuban, but there are
Of
for sure.
course. That was me being ignorant. I don't know much
It's,
about
please, this
baseball.
is subtle baseball, major league. I mean, yes, a lot of baseball players in Cuba.
Would you play if you could pick a sport?
probably baseball
Really?
or, you know, soccer, football. One of those two. Those are my favorites. How about you?
Boxing.
Oh, okay. Macho man.
Not with you though, not with your reach. Did you call me a macho man? A macho man. H.
WWE wrestling would be
Are you
my.
say? Are you saying that? That's what I do. I don't do any other sport now because I'm fucking 40 years old and my knees hurt. If I, my dream, Action Bronson said he would give everything up. My man told me this morning, he would give everything up, the fame, everything, if he could just slam dunk once. And I was like, that'd be fucking
Okay, just get him a trampoline, maybe. So he doesn't have to give up everything.
I think something tells me you're not into romance, Jules.
Oh.
Shit on our Action Bronson's dreams. He's a scare. He's a real macho
Well,
man.
I'm just trying to make it so he doesn't lose his
He'll
fame.
use you as a fucking trampoline if you keep up that nonsense.
I
Okay.
don't think I would help him dunk, though.
No. But I think the point being that I wish I could dunk, and basketball would have been my sport. I think when I was a kid, I played it all the time.
But now I just love boxing.
I could dunk for like a month. It was like a time.
No way.
I mean, not a glorious dunk, but you know, like a Steph Curry dunk.
Wait, how tall are you?
6'1¾".
No way. And you can dunk.
No, I can't now, but like there was just a time when I was, you know, doing sports and athletic, and I could just, you know, the technical thing is like the ball goes in and your finger touches the rim, and it wasn't, like I said, it's not like I could dunk it, like not like I dunked in a game or something like that.
Not a real property
It was like
bet.
after, you know, 20 tries and like maybe like one or two kind of look dunk-esque. But now nothing.
Oh, you would have been my hero at school.
No, that's not
Yeah. I saw you dunk. But,
different than dunking in a game or something. Get you laid for life or whatever.
don't beat yourself up. You're basically Michael Jordan. Well, right. I knew this would be, what's the word? Fragmented. But I like that.
Fragmented realities is where we're headed.
Do you reckon on a scale of 1 to 100, 100 being true, 0 being not true, how much do you reckon we are in a simulation? This isn't one of my questions.
Can you define simulation like a
Yeah,
full,
so
like,
I'm not real. You're like
that's
you're in a
description?
lazy boy, and there's a fucking something going on. I don't know. Like it's all not real. This is all in your consciousness. Maybe our consciousness is, but it's not. The physicality of our perception is simulated to keep us either in a pen or. I mean, I've never thought about this,
I'm going to
but
say zero.
someone. My friend always says, as a joke, but not a joke, life's a simulation. And I'm always like, God damn it.
I'm gonna go with zero. I mean, unless you're just calling like everything we see is like not real and the machine of our mind creates everything, then, you know, I guess you can argue yes. But in terms of like a booth somewhere else controlling things and we're like, this isn't even like in front of us, no, I don't think so.
I'll take that as your final answer.
Yeah, I'm gonna go zero, finally.
Zero. I mean,
Zero to romance.
there was like it's like some AI. No, Meta. What's that big camera? Big camera? Big computer called? It's like a it's a metaphysics. It's like a meta
Big
computer.
blue? Oh, I don't know.
And then they like, I don't know. They reckon it's a simulation anyway. I don't know. I don't care. It's a good simulation. I'm having a good time. Having pizza with the boys. That's my macho man. Did you like it?
Shirts off, just hanging out.
Property opinion.
Good tunes. High
Oh,
fives.
what's the best thing you've heard this year? Or, no, it doesn't have to be the best. Can you think of anything you really love at the moment just while I look at other questions? Because I realized I got into Yacht Rock, basically Bob Seger, and everything went out the window. I just love Bob Seger now. And Keith Jarrett, you know, the pianist.
I kind of
Is Bob Seger your favorite American?
I'm sorry if I have to say no, but yeah, I mean, I know like that there's like that California cruising thing, like Todd Rundgren and like the Eagles and stuff. I used to not like that style, but now I have an appreciation for the best of it.
That's really interesting because I have too. Why? Are we in a part of our life where we're softening to the romances of on the road music? Is Americana just for
No, I think there is. The thing
a
is, I think
simulation?
when you're, I think when you're shown the wrong version of that stuff, you're just like, this is garbage. But I think maybe as our cultural horizons have expanded over time, and you kind of like, it was like, people from California who were like, check out this song, and you kind of, like the Alesi brothers or Alessi brothers.
Seabird.
Yeah,
Oh,
exactly.
that song's fucking sick.
Yeah, I think that's just universally cool. But I think there's a lot of, like, I grew up, I think, hearing a lot of bad yacht rock. So I think you just kind of, you know what I mean? There's like a lot of, it's like elevator music, I think of. But yeah, there is a lot
I
of good.
think we soften to those things. It's like the melodrama of things. Like, I needed violence when I was at a certain age, and I needed, not like violence in a boxing way. I'm not trying to be more macho. I mean, like, I needed this like sense of urgency in the music, and like this like frenetic and violent energy that was coming from music and art. And I'm not tired of that shit. Like, great stuff has come out, and I love it, and all that like violent shit now. But like, I'm just like,
But yacht
sh
rock, though.
but like Lionel Richie just has this new place in my heart. Sade has a new place in my heart. The Alessi Brothers and like Ambrosia. I'm like, oh, that's fucking beautiful. Suddenly, you're looking at the horizon and you're enjoying the hue.
I think one of the like joke genre or like song or album or whatever names was like yacht goth.
Are we starting a yacht goth band? Right. What would
Yacht
you
metal.
name? What?
Yacht metal.
Yacht metal. Yacht goth though, like, come on, we can do it. Like, what's a yacht goth, yacht metal band name? Ahoy Destroy.
I don't.
What do you mean you don't? What do you mean? Ahoy Destroy is fucking sick.
Okay,
You're
sure.
just jealous because I thought of it. That's what's wrong. Yeah.
Could also just be ahoy, exclamation mark.
Yeah. That's how they say hi.
There's the album name right there.
Poverty Ping.
Yeah.
Poverty Ping by Ahoy. That's sick. That's sick. I was gonna say something, that's gone out of my head because now I'm just thinking about what our album cover is gonna look like.
Definitely like Titanic pose.
Oh shit. Shirtless or shirted? I've got some really good yachty shirts.
It could be like a yacht, but it's like the colors of like a battleship. So it's like gray and like has like missiles on it. But it's like
And a crow's nest with Bob Seger in it with two AK-47s, the gun of the people, just like in Braca.
more of an M16 guy, but okay.
Okay. What's an M16?
Just like the Vietnam era, like the light standard
Amer
American issue machine gun. It was very like
Okay.
light, easy to shoot,
Whoa.
easy to aim.
Now who's the macho man? That's the American one. It says the American machine gun,
You
basically.
asked me.
Because the Kalashnikov is the gun of the people, and we're a communist
They're pretty like heavy and
pirate
bulky,
rock band.
and like not easy to aim.
Have you tried to kill someone with an M16? Have you
No.
shot at someone with an M16?
I mean, at a range, not at someone, no.
Whoa. Would you kill someone for money?
How much money and who?
Good question. Me?
No.
What do you mean no? Hold on. I
I
haven't
would.
given you the fee. Imagine what you could do for the whole planet with 10 billion. Okay.
No.
I appreciate your love. Or at least your humanity.
Hegseth, though, Trump, Elon.
We will say undisclosed because then otherwise they might just attack you and you might get arrested by ICE or
I was just
something.
saying, question mark. It's just a big joke.
Ahoy question mark album two. Ahoy? Guns pointed at the listener.
Not as good with a question mark.
Absolutely. No,
That
it's
would
the
more be
art.
like, that'd be like the negative review, like.
Oh shit. Yeah. Anthony Fantano's
Oh my God,
Ahoy.
how dare you? Oh,
How
fuck.
dare I what?
I'm just kidding.
Are you being protective of your brother?
Oh, hell no. He's not my fucking brother.
Whoa.
He should stick to, you know what he should stick to? He should stick to like analysis when he's like methodically and scientifically describing things. He does a good like job of like they used this studio and did this, and so he's good at that. When it comes to like art taste, he's like trash and knows nothing and wouldn't know. And he like reviews old albums to sound like he knows what he's talking about, which is like wow, real like yeah, like review an old Lou Reed record and say it's cool. That'll give you cred.
I actually, before I listened to the last review of our album by him, I was like, it's better than a whatever he gave it, maybe a seven. I was like, it's definitely an eight or a nine or
Yeah, he
whatever.
shouldn't really share his like taste because he doesn't have any.
But when I listened to his thing, I was like, oh, he's got some good points.
Yeah, no, he's good
Definitely.
like technical, like it's like interesting sometimes, or used to be, but now I can't really look at his face.
Hates Kanye though, so that's pretty cool. Well, easy to hate. Crazy times. Got two more for you, if that's all right. Do you have the time?
My,
Is that all right?
yeah, of course.
Right. What do you see as success?
Boring answer, happiness.
Would you be happy if you weren't so successful?
No, I'm just kidding.
There you go. You're a fucking liar, and I knew it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it depends. Knowing what makes you happy is kind of a hard thing to figure out sometimes, weirdly. I think it, you know, we assume it's obvious and everyone, it's like the same. And I guess there are a lot of things. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, you see constant dopamine pleasure things. I think as long as you're not beyond some kind of stress oppressed threshold, if you can find what makes you happy, I don't know. Honestly, okay, so the thing that I was thinking like a few years ago was what would actually make me happy is to coach soccer. But it's like I can't figure out how to do that. No one, everyone thinks I'm an alien because I'm like a musician. And so people don't, no one would have me or wants me to, I can't even like, you know. So it's just, I just given up on that. But that might make me happier. Like I was thinking if that was just like my day job, there's something about like helping people. It's like a, yeah, I don't know if we talked about this before, but
No, we haven't.
I'm
We
like
haven't
a,
talked about this before. So,
well, it's like the world, it's like just everything is so, it's like a small version of, you know, getting people to kind of get better, work together, have like successes, and seeing people like learn how to like work together and get better, and the happiness and the good things that it brings, and like especially in like kids and stuff. It's very satisfying, very just, and like simple and not, it's like, you know, a few hours every afternoon, you know, I don't know, it just kind of like my dream work hours, like after 3 o'clock. Would there be other unhappinesses? I don't know, man. It's a complicated question. I don't have a good answer. I'm sorry.
never apologize. Well, not to me about answering my fucking weird questions. I appreciate you being honest. I think, like, one of the things about it, a lot of the disenfranchisement and the things that we've been talking about, and the last time we spoke, And the things that we often kind of despair on together is the same as a lot of people. And I think one of the things is that we have this lot, like a grasp of community that's lost because of this seemingly open field of fucking communication on the internet, whatever, who cares? It's like there's a loss of community spirit. And I think, like, one of the things is that, like, I've come back from touring, I've toured like a fucking lunatic. Now I'm home, I'm like, man, cultivating something real within my reach with people, with love and education, and fucking is sick. How do I do that? How do I manifest but also make music? Surely you could just like start some sort of academy scheme because obviously it'd be like, oh, this is, yeah, what the fuck? If you just like put an advert in the paper. But like, there's a way of, surely there's a way. Surely there's a way.
I
Why
think, yeah, the community thing, yes, mainly because there was more of a kind of like who you're around and not just the internet world. But I think the issue is that, yeah, there is still, it was like secretly not like that, even though it felt like that on a small scale. There's still like these kind of bigger forces that kind of, the way a community works is accountability. And that was like, I don't know the right word, not like outsourced or nationalized, but that's happening beyond the community's realm of perception. And I think that's the issue. Maybe there'll be some kind of modern version. We'll have like pods of like, governance and. Because everyone has a local community in a weird, displaced way. You have like 150 people that you interact with, but they're not like in your on your block necessarily. I mean, that's one version. Probably scattered, and everyone has that.
It's like, yeah, like a forced communion is what I tried recently. I was like in the pub and I was like, I'd love to just do something weird with you guys that wasn't sitting on a table drinking beers. Not that there's
Going on a
anything
yacht,
wrong.
perhaps? I'm just kidding.
And
I'm kidding.
getting some Bob Seger on the stereo. And I
A
was like,
blacked out goth yacht,
exactly.
or a pirate ship, really. Let's just cut to the chase.
No,
Bristol.
because it's Bristol, man. You can't be a pirate in Bristol. It's too cliched.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
Put away my costume.
Ahoy? Question mark. Not here, sir. No, I suggested we do something weird, like a book club or something. And then my mate was like, "Why well, join the bowls club? It's like lawn bowls. It's like a British thing, English thing. I don't know.
Like bowling
It's like bowling, but."
on a lawn.
On a lawn, yeah. Where you throw one white ball and then you gotta throw four big black balls up to it, try and get as close to
Oh,
the white ball
yeah.
as possible. That one.
Bocce ball.
Cool. What's it called?
Bocce ball.
Bocce ball. We call it bowls.
Greek
And
thing.
French call it petanque.
Yes.
Yeah, so we all joined a club. And
Sounds fun.
it's stunning, but it's like a minor, it's like you say, it's like a fractured thing. But anyway, cool. Well, I hope you.
There girls in this thing, or is it just like a fraternity thing?
No. Anyone can join. It's not like fucking, it's not like shirtless, bit probably ping time. All right, I've got one more question. I've asked you it before. What is your death row dinner? That's a good ahoy, not question mark, ahoy song title as well. Death Row Dinner.
Man, I don't know. I'm just thinking just like something simple and basic, like Shake Shack or pepperoni pizza or something. But maybe that's not. I feel like I need to think about this for more than 1 minute, but
Tell you what,
I'm gonna say like some kind of spaghetti carbonara, maybe.
Good choice. Rest in peace, friend.
Don't think I won't feel guilty about the next day.
Brunch. Anyway, we played in Bologna and the fucking promoter took us out for dinner and like proper Italian. So it was like four courses and then we had dessert. And then we realized we were on at like 9 or something and we finished eating at like 8:30. And it was the worst shit I've ever done in my life. It was fucking horrific. It was horrific.
Like
Eating
sitting
five courses and then shouting about Brexit. In Italy, it was horrendous.
Oh my God.
But yeah, all right. Well, hopefully, I'll see you soon. Well, I will see you soon, but maybe sooner.
Okay. Yeah, man. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having me. Lots of love. Speak to you soon.
See you soon. Thank you. Bye.